Our guest for today's episode is Rahul Bhosle. Rahul is a UI/UX and interaction designer. He has previously worked at Housing India and is currently working at Disney Plus Hotstar. I am Mayank Khandelwal and you are listening to Whiteboard.fm. Hey Rahul, how's it going, man? Welcome to Whiteboard.fm.
Hey Mayank, thanks for having me on the show. I feel really excited today. I was waiting for long. So here I am.
Awesome. So can you introduce yourself?
Well, yeah. I'm a designer specialized in interaction and interface design. Interface and motion design, actually. And I have been designing for past 6+ years. Currently working as a senior interaction designer at Disney Plus Hotstar. And previously I have worked with Housing.com and Balkan Brothers. Also with 80 plus startups and founders across the globe. So this is me, running on the streets of Paris. When I took the first trip in Europe. So my interests are these, like I love fine art, Renaissance. I love traveling, hiking, documentary filmmaking, dance music festivals, and social movements. I have like love for building products. Right now, products have moved beyond the problem solving now. People actually live here, they have friends here, they have followers, they search for restaurants, they shop here, cinema halls and TV, right? Everything is happening right now in these digital interfaces. So I started working as a graphic designer at 108 Studios, then as a senior graphic designer at Velocita, did bunch of freelancing, then started as a creative director at Wordlow, then interaction designer at Housing, freelancing, and right now at Hotstar. Yeah, so legacy at Housing, right? So I did like, these are like some of the, you know, overall montage or like snapshot that I have worked at Housing. Bunch of these are like bunch of experimental stuff, lot of visual design, iconography, lot of motion design, you know, since my role was as an interaction designer. So you can see like a lot of loaders are there, lots of, these anime and like hiring ports and all whatnot. All right, let me introduce you plus Hotstar during this 2-year course. So I have love for cricket and sports since like the entire, human population right now is aligning towards, having more interaction into digital product, right? So so entertainment is a big part. And I work at like Hotstar as a senior interaction designer, and I work with social pod, which is related to all things sports. So this is one of the interactions, for the homepage. And this is another interaction for, social. So we did like a gamification, for making the watch experience, like sports watching experience or cricket watching experience, even more interactive. So you don't have to like watch, like right now, what you do is, you don't just watch the cricket match, you also evolve in the entire cricket match, answering these questions like what's going to happen next, is it going to be 0 out, 4-6, 1-2-3, and then you will get like a lot of these points where you get gifts, and you will also reply there. You will also comment over there that, dude, like this guy is not doing that great. Lot of these, you know, cricket players or cricket influencers that we can call will also reply to your comments, right? And that's the whole gamification we did at Hotstar, which evolves like a lot of these micro animations. Whenever there is a six, this will happen on the screen. Whenever there is out, so these kind of splash screen animations, full takeover splash screen animations, which will happen, sometimes during the match. After that, I also happen to, help the entire team launch Disney Plus on Hotstar. And that also during the lockdown period and was fun and really challenging. So here is one of the, showcase videos that I have created. And you can see how the experience after launching Disney Plus Hotstar is.
Before we get started. This does put a smile on my face.
And that's about it, guys.
Nice. That's great, man. Also, can you tell us a bit more about how did you get started in design? And why you, as you moved ahead in design, you decided that you wanted to do interface and interaction design in particular?
Ah, right, right. Yeah. I mean, I actually started in print media, when I was in college. I started in print media and then slowly transitioned into product design, like digital products, actually. So when I used to work in design agencies, I used to sit for hours and hours, to upgrade my skill set, and where I actually learned these extra softwares, which are like Flash, multimedia, and, After Effects and all. And then got introduced to motion design, actually. Then did bunch of, these micro animations. And then started doing these self-explanatory videos, And that got me, really excited into motion in product design. Yeah. So apart from that, I did a lot of editing work also in films and all. I did a rap music video with one of my college friends, and that was fun. So yeah, I mean, you can call me, I really love films and entertainment things. So yeah, that's how I have started.
Nice. So also, yeah. Rahul, one thing is that you studied visual communication, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Can you tell us that more about what was your experience and what that program consisted of?
So I did a 5-year diploma course. It's very unusual. So it consists of 1 year this foundation course, and then 4 year applied arts course. So there are two ways. You either choose fine arts and then applied arts. So this is the course for basically purely hands-on. We get to do a lot of these projects and assignments,
yeah,
with hands only, using watercolors and poster colors.
Okay.
Actually design these graphics and all, and pretty hands-on course, pretty old school, I would say, I did that, and then I actually polished my drawing skill, and which is helping me right now when I design icons and illustrations sometime, yeah, here and there. So that's what I got into details, dude. I mean, I wouldn't, so if somebody ask me that I should follow like your path or not, I wouldn't recommend that, because this is the course specialized for fine artists. So if you want to become an like a fine artist, yes, you can choose that path. But there are other alternative ways that you can do and accelerate. Yeah.
Right. And can you tell us more about what that program, what were your learnings from that program, and how it made you transition to interaction design? Because yeah, like you said that fine arts was the program where you did hands-on work, right? You were literally drawing and painting and doing all of those fine art related, developing on those skills.
Yeah.
What made you move to user interface and interaction design, and how did that transition happen?
So actually we didn't learn like these technical skills in college. We didn't had like computers back then in college. It was purely hands-on. So we actually learned on our own all these design softwares and started doing these freelance gigs, such as, you know, graphic design for advertisement, you know, logo designs, visiting cards and etc., you know. And that got me introduced to the whole new market. And, you know, I basically grew up my network during my college period. You know, I used to like connect with a lot of people. And that's how I got introduced, like, that's how I got clients from. It's actually from word of mouth. And then slowly discovered Dribbble and Behance, these platforms, and started posting whatever I did. And that's how I got introduced into online market, which actually broke into international. You know, I used to do like local work, but you know, when I started posting on Dribbble and Behance, that's how, you know, international clients got my attention. So that's how I started.
Nice. And so moving ahead with that, like, you've worked at a lot of startups, like you mentioned, right? You've worked with 80 plus startups and you've done a lot of freelance work. When, like, what was your, and you've also worked at Housing, right? So can you tell us more about your work at Housing as an interaction designer?
Got it. Okay, I'll tell you long story short.
Yeah.
So while I was working as a, you know, I started as a graphic designer, then visual designer, then senior visual designer in Pune only. So I used to, studied in Pune and then worked there only. So when I used to work at a design agency as a creative director, I was not quite happy with the kind of work that I was, you know, delivering or like working. And then I quit the job and I decided that, you know, let's take a break and decide, okay, what's the next big leap moving forward. And then I studied a lot about UI and UX design. That's what it's in the bubble. And when I was like traveling in Kerala, you know, I got a call from Gaurav Joshi, and he was like really impressed with my skills and work on Dribbble and Behance. And we did like a bunch of chatting here and there. I met him in Bombay as well. And then he said, dude, like, let's just pack your bags and come to Bombay. And that was my entry to, you know, the bigger picture at housing.com. And so the first previous months, like first few months, you know, at Housing were really difficult for me to adjust with the kind of talent which was there, you know, because it was from IIT, you know, NIDs and lot of these different places, you know, where like these kids were used to speak English very fluently, you know, the communication and all of the things were like really high on point. And I was like coming from, you know, Pune and Kolhapur, so my background was from like local, and adjusting with them like kind of took me some time to adjust with them, but the whole design team at Housing were like super great, you know. All of them were super talented, and we all together learn from each other, you know, sharing knowledge. So kudos to like Gaurav Joshi and Suvanil for like bringing the best talent in India that I have seen. So far.
Nice. So this was about how you got started into Housing, right? Can you tell us more about what your work profile was? Like, what was your day-to-day life as an interaction designer at Housing?
Yeah, for sure. So I used to work as an interaction designer.
Yeah.
But I worn like a lot of hats, not just for motion design, but I used to do like lots of visual design also. Illustrations, iconography, you know, lot of these work. So I led the motion design team at Housing, where 50 plus designers was there. And also not just designed, but mentored the junior designers and colleagues also. Also mentored four of the interns, which right now they have started their own companies and, you know, they are really doing great the moment. And it was really, really fun working at Housing. apart from that, I used to, delivered like a lot of projects at Housing. I worked there for 3 years. So right from agents app, new search experience, new browse experience. We have changed like the visual design twice. So when like the shift happened from Housing to PropTiger, we changed a lot of visuals. Yeah, and then I started with a new browse experience for homepage. And that project actually led us changing all the visual styles, you know. So we also updated our iconography, we also updated our visuals and whatnot. Apart from that, I also done like a lot of these experimental projects, such as EMI calculator and online rental agreement. And that was fun, dude. You know, I have seen the rise and fall of Housing, you know. So, yeah.
Nice. This sounds great, man, because since you mentioned, right, that you've also been, you've worn a lot of hats, you've mentored folks who now have companies, you've been a part when you've completely changed the design of the entire app and the rise and fall and throughout that entire journey, right?
But not just that. You know, we used to conduct a lot of hackathons. And I also used to maintain the internal design where we used to create logos for hackathons, all the print material, design material, which is needed for hackathon, you know. Mm-hmm. And I happened to won all of them. Like, we conducted 3 hackathons during my time. And I won all of them, actually. And like one of the projects at Hackathon, I helped Chikara also, Abhinav, which is the Hackathon project for Listen, you know. And that we also won. And then he created the app, and that's the whole story. So like... you know, to name a few, I learn a lot from these designers. To name a few, Jekin Gala, Vivek Raveen, Ramakrishna, Abhinav, Gaurav Joshi, lot of these talented people were they shaped my career as well. Yeah.
Nice.
So shout out to all of them.
Yeah. Awesome. So from here, can you tell us about how from Housing you got started into Disney Plus Hotstar?
Got it. So after Housing, right, I took a break and traveled across Europe. And during my time in Europe, I also did like a bunch of freelance stuff with Balkan Brothers. And they also like found me on Dribbble and online portfolio. Yeah. So I mean, that's the thing. I mean, guys, show off your work on the internet. Magic will happen. That's the thing. So after coming back from Europe, I did like a lot of hustle there, but it did not work. So I came back, I joined Hotstar because, even my sort of likeliness or hobbies were kind of parallel to Hotstar because it's entertainment related. And I kind of love filmmaking and stuff, right? So I joined Hotstar as a senior interaction designer. And I have been working there since 2 years. Me and Gaurav both joined Hotstar. So he joined as a head of design and I joined as a senior interaction designer. So the first project I started was to change the color. It was like green everywhere. At the bottom, at like everywhere. So we kind of polished some sort of visuals there. Started with refreshing iconography. And just replacing the icons can make the product really beautiful. Did like bunch of things there. So I work with like cross-platform, cross-platform environment. I work with these lot, like all of the designers, basically help them into maintaining the IXD layer, which is the interaction design layer at Hotstar. Working with different pods and different designers, such as subs, such as core platforms, social, then PEG and UM, user management and personalization and advertisement. So we have a lot of small pods. In the entire design umbrella.
Yeah.
I also work closely with social pod. So what is social pod is doing as is actually taking care of all things related to sports. Basically making the entire sports experience interactive.
Yeah.
Gamification and all. You happen to like play the games, you reply to the comments, lot of these hosts during the IPL will also reply to your comments. So a lot of these fun things happening at the moment.
Yeah. Nice. Also, Rahul, can you tell us more about the team structure at
Hotstar? At Hotstar. Got it. So at the moment, we have 8 designers. We recently hired 1 UX researcher. So we have product designers, interaction designers, and UX researchers, and 1 head of design. We have social, we have subscription, we have personalization, we have user management, and advertisement.
Yeah.
So all of the designers, they work in these pods. And we have a core platform, core such as mobile, desktop, and TV platforms. So all of the designers, they work for these smaller pods and they work like really closely and like super talented folks at Hotstar. That's the team structure. And like at the moment, we are like hiring more designers. We are growing in the Asia Pacific region, which is APAC. And we are growing our team. So we are looking for interaction designers and product designers.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's great, man. So what's crazy is that you have had so much of experience, right? And also that while you were traveling all across Europe, you were also freelancing and trying for other places as well. And one question I wanted to ask was that since you're such a senior designer, you mentor a lot of folks, you see a lot of junior folks as well who are working under you. What do you feel are some of the things that beginner designers are doing wrong currently in terms of just their view towards design? or the way they are seeing it and the way they are doing it? What do you feel is something that they're doing wrong?
Well, I think, you know, the iteration part, they are not like making a lot of iterations. So like, let's say you have a one design problem and you got with one solution or like maybe two. What happens is a lot of these new designers, they stick with those solutions only. They don't explore many solutions beyond it. It's about like going above and beyond, you know. So I see a lot of these new designers, they are not, you know, exploring more or like making more iterations. Thinking out of the box, you know, making more changes, even if it doesn't work out, you know, don't stop your curiosity, you know, to iterate more or see different alternatives for the same solution. One more thing is communication, man. It's like the art of selling your design, you know, which I see lot of these new designers, they lack in communication and art of selling and presenting the designs to higher stakeholders. Because at the end, if you're designing something, it's not real until it becomes the reality. You know, it will be stuck. It will be stay in your Figma or sketch files unless you present it to your higher stakeholders, PMs, PM managers, like bigger higher stakeholders. You know, you convince them and you make it a reality. You bring them on board and make it your product's life. So that's what one thing I see which is lacking here is selling the designs, which is communicating and presenting.
Also, since you just mentioned that you and the folks at Hotstar are looking for designers, right? For our designers and interaction designer, can you tell us about the hiring process that you have at Hotstar?
Sure. It's very simple, dude. I mean, we start off with introduction round, introduction slash story round, where we'll just break the ice there. And then after that, we get on board with one-on-one rounds with one of the product designers and one product managers. So where they get to showcase their work, we get to criticize their work. We get to understand their thought process, not just visuals, but what went behind those processes and what decision that they have took actually. And after that round is passed, we get on board on the role play round, where we actually, you know, actually get the essence of a culture fit, you know, where we actually design a role play round where one person will act as a product manager, one as a designer, and one as a CEO, sort of.
Right.
And you get to like describe the project. And during that round, like a lot of things, you know, gets clarity. If that's gets over, you know, and everything is fine, we get like validation. We don't give them, you know, these assignments. But if like needs extra validation, we give them assignments. And after that, there is one more review and that's about it. Yeah.
So Rahul, another thing that I wanted to ask is that one thing that I've noticed as well is that there are a lot of folks who want to get into UI UX design. And as the number of folks who are interested in interaction design is also increasing. Although the interest is there, people find it very difficult to learn interaction design or get better at it, right? So if I had to ask you that, what is some blueprint that you would suggest or some methodology that you would suggest for someone who wants to get started into interaction design, what would that be?
Right. Okay. So first thing, I don't consider, you know, comparing UX and UI and product different. All things are same. I mean, design, we just call it designers, you know. Don't separate it from UX designer and UI designer.
Yeah.
At the end, we are like solving one single purpose. We are solving for bigger purpose. But like we have like some extra skills. That's why we get, differentiated.
Yeah.
Some are, really good at research. Some are really good at visuals. Some are really good at problem solving. And some are really good at motion design. And that's how, all these things got into light. But at the end, it's part of the ownership that you take. Sometimes the contributions are really obvious that you have designed something and it's out there. It's live, right? And sometimes it's the tiny details such as animated download icon or animated like button, right? So at the end, it's the ownership that you take actually. So let's talk more about motion design right now.
Yeah.
What is motion design? Motion design is a really big term. Motion designs are used in films and lot of these entertainment sectors, VFX motion, right? A lot of Pixar, Disney films, they use these motion design terms. Motion design in interfaces is interaction design.
Yeah.
What is motion design in films is you just watch it, right? You don't have to do anything with the experience, right? But motion design in digital product is with interactions. You get to interact with the digital interface. So that's the tiny differentiator that's there. That's the nuance is there. So you don't need to like learn, what Pixar and Disney animators are doing. You just need to learn like the basics of animation, right? There are like plenty of courses online. The tools are getting better and better. So what I used to do at Housing was used to prototype it in using After Effects, which is like really specifically designed for VFX and animation. But we use that to make prototypes for UI design, right? UI interfaces. Right now, there are like really simple tools available. You don't have to learn After Effects and all. You can do it by using Principle or Protopie. Given that the tools are like really advancing, the gap is narrowing down. So I feel there is a lot of potential to be an interaction designer. And as you said, like if there's a blueprint, I would say there is no blueprint because there are like a lot of these material available. You just need to learn, apply, and repeat. Learn the techniques and hardware behind the interfaces. What's the refresh rate looks like? What are the LiDAR scanners? What are these techniques? What are these new technologies which are like coming? Right. So I learned a lot of these things from Apple's WWDC keynotes. So they conduct after each WWDC keynote, they conduct these online workshops for developers. But I have learned like a lot of these hardware techniques which goes beyond the interface, which are like really fascinating. You get to see like how LiDAR scanner works, how refresh rate works, how these touch gestures works, right? It's gaining more knowledge, learning more and applying those principles. That's about it.
So I feel the summary of what you're trying to say in terms of the blueprint is that there's no blueprint. You have to explore like how everyone does, and you have to put it into practice.
If you ask me that if there is a course for interaction design, yes, of course there are courses in interaction design, but I don't see because the technology is evolving and like updating each after 3 months or 6 months, interaction design is making it narrower. So in order to be in a presence, right, you need to be updated.
Right.
So I won't recommend doing any other courses, but just doing it by learning more and applying those principles.
Learn by doing. Like,
yeah, learn by doing. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Also, Rahul, based on our previous discussions, now this is kind of like something I'm throwing out of nowhere, is that you've been teaching interaction design at 10K Designers, right? Apart from mentorship and like being a part of the 10K Designers cohort as as an industry mentor, you've been teaching interaction design as well.
Yeah, exactly. I was coming there. So if you want to really learn interaction design or product design, as far as digital products are concerned, right from like making it an app, making it a mobile app, website design, you know, LR devices, or be it electric car, right? Motion design is omnipresent, and I am teaching motion design and interaction design at 10K. So in the next cohort, we are taking it to the next level. So please join and you know, keep up.
Yeah, I was like
looking for the update. Yeah,
I was going to the question that I was going to reach there is that one discussion that you and I have had is about content creation, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What are your future plans? Are you planning to create content and start a YouTube channel?
I'm sure. I mean, there is a surprise. I'm sure. I don't want to reveal it right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, something is coming. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. So, yeah. Rahul, if I, as we're reaching to the end of our interview, if I had to ask, what are your top three learnings from your entire journey so far? Mm. What would that be?
Well, one of the learnings, it's funny though, I don't apply it right now, but like, it's the learning that I have learned is done is better than perfect. You know, I have this tendency to make it perfect and then only release it. But I have now realized that done is better than perfect. You can perfect it later, but just post it there.
Hmm.
One more thing is show your work. You know, show off your work on the internet, on YouTube, on Instagram, on whatever platform which is there. You need like some sort of social proof. By posting like a lot of these tiny shots, or either maybe it's a small dribble shot, or making a case study in on Medium or something, right? Or making it your own website or putting out there, right? Just post it somewhere and start doing it repetitively, and that's how you will get recognition from the other sources, and then you will have the social proof. You know, the other person will have the social proof that, hey, this guy is doing great, and we can have a chat with him. So that's there. And like reaching out to, you know, really good team members, or like people on the internet in the industry. Yeah, for sure.
This was great, Rahul. Also, one last question before we complete this interview is that what are some of the things you wish you knew when you were starting off?
Sure. I think it's about self-doubt and imposter syndrome that you get. You know, self-doubt about whether you are delivering on the quality or not. And I think self-doubt is a myth, because you know, you just learn, practice, and like make it your own. Learn, practice, and make that habitual, you know, and then close the gap, actually. And eventually you will be better at what you are doing. So that's about it, I guess. Mm-hmm. And one more thing, I guess, which I knew before, is to focus on communication. Like effective communication, not just fancy English words, but you know, in order to explain the designs in a simple language, which is really important, because you are not just designing, but you are also selling your designs.
Yeah.
So that's really important. I wish I knew before. Yeah.
That's great, Rahul. This brings us to the end of our interview. Thanks a lot for being a part of this.
Sure. Likewise.
What are your final words? How was your experience?
No, it was good, dude. I hope the people which are watching or listening right now get some sort of view from my angle. And happy to connect over Twitter or LinkedIn. That's about it. And thanks for having me on the show.
Great, Rahul. To all those folks who want to connect with Rahul, I'll be adding the LinkedIn and Twitter link of Rahul in the description. Sure. So check that out.
All right.
See you, Rahul.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode, and I hope you liked it. To check out other episodes and clips from the interview, subscribe to the whiteboard.fm YouTube channel. Feel free to share your favorite parts of the interview and don't forget to tag us. This podcast is a part of the 10K Designers Network. You can check out other projects on 10kdesigners.com.